It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On Tuesday, the state Senate passed legislation that would make Wisconsin the 33rd state to legalize online sports betting, sending the bill to Governor Evers' desk. It's unclear whether Evers will sign it into law. He said yesterday that he's waiting to speak with tribal leaders, including those who haven't backed the effort, before making a final decision. The bill would allow sports betting online if the servers hosting the bets are located on tribal lands. Lawmakers from both parties and some tribal officials have supported the bill, arguing that it would bring in millions of dollars for Wisconsin and its tribes and legalize betting that's already happening with offshore sports books or prediction markets like Kalshi. But not everyone is on board. A recent Marquette Law School poll found that nearly two-thirds of Wisconsin voters oppose legalizing online sports betting. And religious groups like the Wisconsin Catholic Conference and Wisconsin Family Action registered in opposition to the bill. For more on this issue, we turn to Jim Harrison, an addiction and substance abuse counselor in New Berlin who treats patients with severe gambling problems. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And Rose Blazinski is here, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. Rose, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Rose, what are your initial thoughts on legalizing online sports betting in Wisconsin?
Well, the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling maintains neutrality on legalized gambling, but what I can say is certainly when gambling accessibility increases, that does increase the risk of more people becoming addicted to gambling.
So what would change at the council if this legislation becomes law, if Governor Evers signs it?
We would continue with what we always do. You know, we have a 24-hour helpline. We have resources for people who have a gambling problem. I think eventually we will see, as we are already a little bit, an increase in calls to our helpline, which is great because then that means people are hearing about us and making a call.
So you think there might be an increase to your helpline if you see online sports betting legalized in Wisconsin?
Well, again, it's the accessibility issue. When you increase accessibility, you have people who may be doing the sports betting or whatever now where they maybe wouldn't have in the past. But the easier it is to access, we see more people trying to do it. So that does increase the risk of being addicted.
Jim, you treat patients with severe gambling problems. How would allowing online sports betting affect those people?
Well, each person is different. Some people, it would increase their gambling. Some people, they'd continue where they are. Some people, they would just start gambling. So there's no cookie cutter answer to this. Every individual is different. Just like with any, you know, counseling issue, they're not all the same.
Not all the same. And, you know, a majority of people who place bets, that they don't fall into gambling addiction. How do people develop an unhealthy relationship with placing bets?
Well, many times the worst thing that can happen is they can win a lot of money the first time. Then they think, well, I'm going to get some more. Well, what they do is continue gambling, then start losing and losing and losing. And eventually, you know, it's called chasing their losses to the point where it becomes not just financially, but it affects the relationships, affects the family, sometimes their physical health, certainly their emotional and mental health. So it does escalate. But like I said, the worst thing that can happen with some people is winning that big, you know, pot in the beginning.
Mm. Rose, your organization is kicking off its annual conference today, you know, bringing people together who are concerned about problem gambling. What have you been hearing from other experts you've been in contact with about this bill to legalize online sports betting?
Well, we actually have a couple different presenters today and tomorrow who are talking specifically about the sports betting. I think there's, you know, legalized or not legalized, people who are going to choose to gamble are going to gamble no matter what. So there's always a concern, again, that 5 to 7% of the population that has some kind of a gambling problem, that's where we put our focus.
Hmm. You know, James, you are leading a panel at this conference on identifying and treating financial problems that result from problem gambling. What kind of problems do you find that patients most frequently run into?
Well, obviously, a loss of money. in addition to that, it certainly affects the family. They can't pay their bills. They max out their credit cards. They're always short of money. They always want to get more money. So how do they try to get more money? Obviously by gambling. So it not only affects them financially, but like I said before, certainly emotionally and with the family. Sometimes it splits up families.
I wonder.
So there's many, many different ways that it can affect people.
I wonder, too, if online sports betting poses different risks with access than, say, spending a day at the casino and making, you know, a day of it. Do you see different risk levels there?
Well, it certainly makes it easier to gamble, you know, than they did before. You know, it's not offshore betting or anything like that. They can do it, you know, just walk across the street and start gambling. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier. And that, I guess that's the big part.
We are talking about a bill that is heading to the governor's desk, which would legalize online sports betting in Wisconsin. Rose Blazinski is executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. And Jim Harrison is an addiction and substance abuse counselor in New Berlin who treats patients dealing with gambling problems. Rose, proponents of this bill, they've argued that online sports betting should be legalized because it's already happening through prediction markets like Kalshi or Robinhood or offshore sports books. What is your response to that? What do you see?
Well, again, you know, we maintain the neutrality of that, but people will gamble. I think I said earlier, too, people will gamble if it's legalized, if it's not legalized. If you have someone that has a gambling issue, they are going to find a way no matter what. And then one thing I just want to add with everything that Jim had said is, unfortunately, with problem gamblers, very often suicide can be a high risk for them as well. And so we always pay attention to that and try to be on alert.
Jim, what might be signs that someone is really, really struggling with gambling and that it could take a serious turn?
Well, obviously, they're missing work. If they're younger, they're not going to school. You know, college students, it's affecting their whole lives. And again, each individual is different. It depends how serious it is or how minor it is, if there is such a thing as minor gambling for some people. But it's, you know, as I keep saying, there's no cookie cutter answer to this. Everyone is different. The big thing is they need a support system, someone they can turn to that they feel comfortable talking with, whether it's a family member, whether it's a counselor, whether it's a clergy person, someone in their life that will be supportive, not shaming, condemning, judgmental, but help them to get through this.
Oh, because you could see that, you know, maybe they are ashamed or maybe they, you know, feel some apprehension to go to their support system and divulge that this has been happening. Do you see that stigma?
Oh, definitely. Guilt is a big factor there. You know, they don't want to share with other people because, you know, they know what they've done and how it affected the family. And like I said, they don't want to be shamed, condemned, judged. They just want help, but they have to seek the help too. And that's where we come in, you know, as therapists or other, you know, people that can help them out. They have to turn to somebody and they have to want to change also. And that's the big thing. There has to be change.
So, James, there is recent research on gambling in Pennsylvania found most people with gambling problems, they don't seek treatment or other assistance. And what unique challenges do people with gambling addictions face that make treatment relatively rare?
Well, part of the problem is there aren't a lot of gambling counselors out there. Gambling, you know, issues are different than substance issues. You know, a lot of counselors will say, too, you know, an addiction is an addiction is an addiction. Not necessarily. The gambling addiction or disorder or whatever you want to call it is different than substance issues. If you walk down the street and see somebody who's totally high on something, you'd be able to identify that person as someone who is under the influence of something. If you see someone who walked out of the casino that just lost $100,000, you couldn't tell that they are a pathological gambler. So everyone is different. They're all the same. The same is they have some problems. The difference is what the problem is and the severity of the problem. And again, that's where we as counselors come in and speak to them and talk to them. And okay, let's talk about this. What changes would you like to make? And that's the big thing. They have to want to change. I can't change anybody. I'm not that powerful. If I were, they come in, I flip a switch. Okay, you're fixed. Next person come in. Doesn't work that way. So we have to work together.
Rose, some tribal leaders, including the chairwoman of the Lake Superior Board of Chippewa Indians, Nicole Boyd, says this move was key to maintaining a primary income source for tribes and benefits the state financially as well. How do you view the trade-off between regulating sports bets and what's a vital business source?
Well, I think we have to just really, yeah, it may be a positive income source. We also have to look at the percent of the population that has an issue that will or are addicted and make sure there's resources for those people to kind of balance out people who can do it for fun and are never going to have a problem versus people who run into issues. You know, like Jim said, there aren't a lot of gambling counselors. There's not a lot of resources. So it becomes very difficult for somebody once they finally do decide to reach out for help.
Well, Rose and Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Rose Belezinski is executive director of the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. Jim Harrison is an addiction and substance abuse counselor in New Berlin. We've been talking about legislation headed to Governor Evers' desk that would make online sports betting legal in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Health Services offers support for gambling disorders. That number is 800-426-2535. Once again, 800-426-2535.